You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. You are late. And it is what it is, as my co-signer, Nurse Arin Kawanda, would say. Like, yeah, no, we ain't doing this.
I want to mention it is Arin Kawanda Day today in the coffee mug arena.
Yeah.
You're on the truth.
Yeah. And something that some people may not be aware of, and it's going to run through August.
Yes.
Of course, I'm the legendary Homer Blow, and it's National Sandwich Month. The perfect time to celebrate what Cousin Subs does best, great sandwiches. Since 1972, we've been making subs with fresh baked bread, sliced meats and cheeses, and ingredients prepared fresh when you order. Whether you're craving a classic favorite, something grilled to order, or a deli fresh creation, there's a Cousin Sub made for every taste. Celebrate National Sandwich Month with a sandwich made the way it should be. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. It's going to be a Cousin Sub National Sandwich Month for me.
It's
Club Sub. I'm a Club Sub.
It's a National Sandwich Day?
Month. Whole month.
They got a whole month?
A whole month.
For sandwiches?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I feel excited.
A sandwich?
You know, just imagine. Because, we're on too early. But I could just imagine that I would probably have a sub delivered. Because, you know, you can order it and they bring it to me.
Really?
Yep. And I get you your sub, too.
It would be on
me every day. Every day
really?
Would be my treat. Every
really?
Day would be my treat.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
I could alternate sandwiches then.
There you go.
Yeah. I could get a club sub one day without the onions.
Okay.
And then the next day I could get a turkey.
You know, I could bring some Febreze or some Bath and Body Works, real potent, some little cans,
sprays. Okay.
And then that way you could have the onions if you want to.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. You know,
I just have light onions. That's all. I have light onions.
See, because going to work with the seniors after, they tell you, they say what's on their mind. He'll be like,
onions! Little rascals.
Yeah.
Onions! Be like, damn. Okay, I hear you, but.
Exactly.
Damn.
It was good, though.
You had to bust me out like that. Before we go into another one of the stories that we want to talk about this morning, Jasmine Jazz West said, had a 13-year-old boy on my bus years ago that had five younger siblings, and within that year, his family moved three times.
Yeah.
I saw him in the streets chilling, and I always gave him some money.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, I mean.
Nurse Arin Kawanda said, Bailey feeling a little Shay Shay Foo Foo today. I love it.
Yes, I am.
you took it there.
I had to. Look.
Take me through there.
Listen, here we are.
I got you.
Shay and Foo.
And you got a right to be that way.
Absolutely.
You have a right.
Absolutely.
It is your right. there's another story, Bailey.
Yeah.
That I did send the information to our producer, Xavier. Where there was, and I don't know if it's a video to it or not. I don't believe so. But it was like nine guns, drugs recovered after a chase that ends in a crash at AmFam Field.
The Caucasians.
Hang on. why would you go there right away? It says, four, and this is from CBS 58.
Uh-huh.
Four men are in custody after a traffic stop in West Allis led to a chase that ended with a crash in the American Family Field parking lot early Tuesday, July 28th, according to police. A West Allis officer stopped a vehicle near 52nd and Greenfield at around 1:45 a.m. after noticing it was driving without headlights. Police say the driver reportedly got out, then quickly returned to the vehicle and sped away. The officer pursued until the vehicle crashed at the ballpark parking lot. Five people ran from the crashed vehicle and four were taken into custody. with help from the West Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office, according to police. Officers say four firearms were thrown from the vehicle during the chase.
Wow.
And an additional five guns and drugs were found inside.
Wow.
The men in custody are a 30-year-old who was the driver, a 29-year-old passenger, a 19-year-old passenger, all from Milwaukee, along with a 21-year-old passenger from Butler.
Okay.
And we didn't see any pictures yet. I know they haven't been charged, but...
You know why.
Bailey.
Why are you trying to pretend you don't know why?
Who you think it was?
The Caucasians from the island of Caucasus. What is that?
I don't know what the hell it is, but it sounded okay when you said it.
Cat Williams, what is that movie? Him and, what's his name?
Okay, but yeah, it sounded good when you said it. Explain why you feel so. Why do you feel
there's
this way,
no
Bailey?
Perp walk, no nothing. Now, if you listen, let's be realistic. If these guys were black, African American, whatever you call yourself this month,
that part,
there would have been some pictures, maybe a perp walk. You know, where they have them and, you know, like they did old girl. What's the one that took them on a high-speed chase? What's
Cosetta,
her name?
Burrell.
Yeah. How did they out of nowhere have pictures of them handcuffing her, getting out the car, all the kids getting out the car? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't have that for this? What?
Yeah.
What? You know that's because they're Caucasian. They're trying to see if they fit. Let's try to figure out, are we going to charge them? Because, I mean, really, four guns thrown at the car. That's not much, guys, is it? That's
right.
Not much at all.
Right.
I mean, we've seen worse than that, right?
Mm. Listen.
Four guns in the car. Or five guns in the car, sorry.
Right.
And did they think they were going to be able to get rid of all the guns before they got pulled? I mean, because they were chasing them, right?
Right.
So were they going to be able to get rid of all nine guns by throwing them out of the car before they got pulled over?
Listen.
And then all the drugs. They had a lot of drugs in there.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
And so what was they going
to
do
here's
with that?
Here's where I go to further
and
they pictures solidify
still
your
ain't,
point.
Their pictures still have not been published, just so we're all clear.
Right. Well, here's where I'm going with it. This is the part that I'm going with as it relates to them not being charged. Okay,
yes,
we know for one reason.
Uh-huh.
One reason is because they haven't been charged yet.
Okay.
They've been arrested.
Right.
Four of them.
Okay.
But they haven't been charged yet.
Right.
But here's why we should have still saw some kind of picture.
Okay.
Because usually there's a video.
Right.
Like before Cosetta Burrell got charged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We saw them arresting her.
Absolutely.
So she wasn't charged at that time.
Not at all.
So why couldn't we see a video?
Exactly.
Of them being arrested?
There it is.
So, I mean, you know, we got to err on the side of caution to say that maybe it may have been people that look like me, but
usually if they don't immediately show
these people being handcuffed.
They still try to figure out if they're going to charge
them
at all.
They told us how old they are and everything.
Yeah, everything. Got the age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they could have showed us them being...
What were their last names?
Taken. It didn't say because they haven't been charged yet.
Right, so no names are included.
Right, right.
Look at that.
Yeah. Because, So... So I'm just saying, think about how many times we saw what law enforcement would call the perps.
Oh, right, right.
Short for perpetrators.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we would see the video.
The video.
Of them being arrested and handcuffed and put into a paddy wagon.
All the things.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just wondering why there wasn't any footage of them taking these four perps into custody.
If there is, they haven't released it.
Right.
I don't understand.
What do you think?
I told you what I think.
I agree with what you think. I concur with what
I
you
mean,
think.
We know if it was...
All them guns, all them drugs.
Listen, if it was us,
it
had already been a done deal. They'd have got you right there getting out the car just like they. Well, we seen it.
Yep.
With the Burrell lady.
That part.
Right?
That part.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part. When someone acknowledges it's cool, they didn't have a mental break. I'm trying to figure out where that is, what that means to one of our YouTube. I kind of break that down a little bit. I'm not understanding that. Ebony Allen said 100-100. So, yeah. Because any other time, yeah, we would have saw it.
Yes.
It would have been like, take me through there, take me through there.
Right. We'd have seen it. We'd have seen how they stopped, how slow, how the high-speed chase went, what kind of car they was in. We just saw the guns being thrown out the car.
We have currently, Bailey, I must say this, and especially when we've worked together, right?
Yes.
We are at a 99.8%. rate.
Yeah.
Like we have been on the mark.
Yeah, absolutely.
99.8%.
There it is.
You know the one that we didn't get right?
Which one?
Was because they live way out. We didn't see a mugshot.
That one lady.
Yeah,
yeah,
that all of the money from the PP. Loans and all of that.
She had embezzled.
Right.
Millions.
And we was like, yes, it's got to be white. And then they was like, no, she's black.
She black.
And then with further investigation, she was black. So we got that one.
We got it. Yeah. But other than that,
I think 99.8% is damn good.
Yeah,
even
absolutely.
If we were just 99%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, you know, we've been on the money. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I'm just still thinking about this whole situation and what color are they? Who are they?
They were throwing guns out the car.
Throwing guns.
They got rid of four.
One of them lived in Butler. So I'm going to just say this.
Who live in Butler?
One of them. I know,
but who live in Butler?
Yeah, and that's where I'm going. So if we're not 100%, even if we are but a percent right, I'm just saying, you're going to learn today.
Okay.
I know some black people that are afraid to drive across 124th Street in
Man,
the Butler.
Okay.
Weird.
Okay.
Like, what, you ain't why doing... are you pulling me over? You were breathing.
Right.
Listen, you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and yours truly, Bailey Coleman, for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Now, each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is and where they're located and what valuable lesson that they've learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Welcome, Black. Welcome, Black. Again, I am the legendary Homer Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And, you know, you into football, Bailey?
A little bit. I had some brothers that played.
You know Tony Romo?
Yeah, I know who that is.
You know, he got stopped.
He got pulled over. In Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
For drinking. Allegedly.
Well.
Did they charge him?
Yeah.
He got charged. Yeah. All right, then.
Tony Romo had bloodshot eyes.
Ooh.
He failed the sobriety test.
What?
After the Milwaukee traffic stop.
Now, he was in town.
Yeah.
For a golf tournament, celebrity golf tournament. Mm-hmm.
Thursday, July 23rd.
Yeah.
That's when he was stopped on suspicion of operating
while intoxicated.
Because I was
like, when I first heard the story, right,
mm-hmm.
I was like, why would he be in Milwaukee?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, oh, the celebrity tournament that was happening in West Bend.
Hey, let's stop acting like Milwaukee ain't a place to be now. We got some things that bring you to Milwaukee.
If you, I
He's
mean,
from Wisconsin.
Is he from Wisconsin?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
She said
know.
Milwaukee. So I was like,
you know what? It was in downtown Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe since he's from here, I didn't know he was from here.
Okay.
But since, you know, he's from here, then, you know, he might have kicked it around town.
Yeah, that's all.
You know, he's been retired since what, 2016, 2017, something like that?
Yeah, he's been out of there for a minute.
Mm-hmm. So he decided he was going to roll through some old haunts and got caught up.
Yeah, he got a court date of September 21st.
Yeah, you know.
His appearance, though, isn't mandatory.
Oh, okay.
Romo's
he ain't
lawyer
come back.
Did not respond to calls for comment
last
Tuesday. Romo is a four-time Pro Bowler and is part of CBS-led NFL broadcast team.
Oh, okay.
I will say this in my opinion, and, you know, I could be wrong, but I just say it in my opinion.
Okay.
That had he been of a African descent, I think he might have lost his job.
And he would have to show up for court, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be no, you know.
Yep.
I think it probably had something to do with his celebrity status, too, where he didn't have to.
Yeah, Pro Bowler and all
of
the things.
Yeah, he had to roll through. He called his agent or whatever, his representation, his attorney.
But your celebrity status don't mean a damn thing if you look like me.
Listen.
I'm just saying.
Not at all.
I'll be like, well, you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
They're
exactly.
going to be quick to be like, hey.
Listen.
The legendary Homer Blow. Been arrested for sober driving because I don't drink. We caught him driving the speed limit. and his eyes were not bloodshot. They were focused on the road, but it was like, what the hell? It's Homer Blow. Let's stop him anyway.
Exactly.
Crazy, but true. It's sad that, you know, yeah, some things they get away with that we don't get away with.
There's a lot.
It's called privilege.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be the same offense.
Be the same one.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like, nah, player, we're going to have to take you downtown.
I saw another video, and I meant to, you know how when you're scrolling on social media, I forgot if it was on Instagram or if it was on Facebook, but there was a police situation where the officer obviously went to his home.
Yes.
And because you saw him in a police vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And the other vehicle was like literally chasing him.
Wow.
So it appears that he got home, and this is why I'm saying this, but he appeared to be in a patrol SUV.
Wow.
And it shows him kind of like jumping out and running into a house.
Okay.
And the reason I think that this had to be his house is because he then came back out with a weapon.
Okay.
So I don't know why there was, you know, the vehicle that appeared to be a police vehicle that he appeared to jump out of.
Okay.
He ran into the house.
Okay.
You then saw him coming out, and you saw this other vehicle.
Okay.
And this man was appearing to beat him, right?
Right.
He ran in the house, came out, and was telling him, stop the vehicle. And then you see this other vehicle barreling towards him.
Uh-huh.
It hits him, but he starts firing shots as he's being hit. By this vehicle.
Okay.
But I'm just saying to even let him get that far. Like, there was, like, why was he not treated like Corey?
Clearly, he didn't fear the other person.
It was a white man. It was a white man that he was pursuing.
Well, he didn't fear for his life, right? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, but he.
They feared for their life.
He damn sure looked like he went up under that truck when that man rolled over him, but he. He continued to fire his weapon. I don't know what state or what county this was. I don't believe it was Milwaukee at all. But, yeah, I was just like, and I wanted to. But, some of you who are on social media, you'll understand what I mean and where I'm at with this, right? You know, you ever just be scrolling amongst your social media pages and a video clip comes up?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, am I watching this?
Yeah.
And then before you know it, when you want to get ready to try to, copy the link or whatever, it'll flip to something else.
Yeah, I hate
You're like,
that.
I ain't never going to find this
I
again.
I hate it. Yeah, because you don't.
And that's what happened with that video.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Other than that, we'd have been looking at it this morning.
Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of videos out there like that, though.
Yeah, it is.
And it's white on white crime.
Yep. Yeah.
And if it involves, a lot of times it involves police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting taken to task by their fellow Caucasians, and they don't pull no guns. They might tase them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's up with these taser things? Sometimes they don't work, sometimes they do. Is that what I'm hearing?
You know, that's what it looks like.
I mean, why deploy them? Why have them if they don't work?
Because I see some people, they get hit and they immediately fall like a plank. Bloom! They over. Like,
uh-huh.
It's over, stiff board. You know what I'm saying? It does whatever it's supposed to do.
I think we've all seen a lot of footage of it where it's not working on the person or mm-hmm. something like that. But I recall this one video, two Caucasians, one police officer, one not. Mm-hmm. And the one that kept coming at the police officer trying to beat him up or whatever, the cop kept shooting the taser at him, and he just kept going mm-hmm. like it wasn't nothing.
Right.
You know, like with each shot, it seemed like he got stronger and stronger, like he was the Hulk.
That part is crazy because, you know, I see that part. You know what I'm saying? I see those kind of situations, and it's like, okay, what do you...
So he's chasing the police officer. He gets the cop on the ground, starts beating him up, and it's not until another cop comes and jumps in, and he don't pull no gun either.
Right.
Ain't nobody pulling no guns or nothing. The taser gun didn't work, whatever. And nobody pulls any guns. Now we got two cops not pulling no guns, not pulling no additional taser, mm-hmm. nothing. And the two of them together subdue the guy.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm like, but nobody pulled a gun.
That part.
Yeah. No.
That part. So, yeah. It's crazy. Like I said, it's hard to not talk about the disparities in how we are treated.
Yeah.
Against how a lot of them are treated.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's fair. It's not.
Not fair.
It's not. Boy, if we could do the role play or, you know, you switch.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, be us.
Yeah.
And watch that same traffic stop.
Yeah.
Watch that same, you know.
Yeah.
Attitude. And, you know, one of the things that always amazes me is that I thought that there was, like, certain language that law enforcement is not supposed to use, even if they're trying to apprehend a suspect. I don't know if you hear a lot of these videos when they are apprehending someone or trying to get somebody to stop. The F-bomb flies like it's a part of their language. Like it's a part of law enforcement language.
Well, maybe it is.
Get that on the ground.
Is a part of their language.
I don't think it's supposed to be. I don't think that it's supposed to be. Someone from law enforcement, please. And you can indulge us anonymously if you choose.
They don't care.
Are they supposed to use...
They don't care.
The
I don't think they care.
F word. That's what I think it is.
They don't care.
They don't care. But I don't think that they're supposed to use the language that you hear them using when they. I don't care if you are the perpetrator or the perp or whatever they want to call it. That you're supposed to be telling them, you know, get that. The F word is like it's part of their vocabulary. Hopefully, we can get some answers when we return. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Are they supposed to use that language or not?
I don't think they care.
I don't think they're supposed to, but I don't see very few.
833-212-1017 if you're a cop. You could, or former police officer. You don't have to, reveal who you are.
Yeah, are y'all supposed to say it? Because I haven't seen too many arrests. Or them trying to apprehend someone where I haven't heard it. And even if you are just a spectator and they're trying to get you to stand black as they put up the yellow tape or whatever. Yeah. Get the F black! I'm like, are you supposed to talk to me like that? I just need to know. All right? We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Nation, we are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the
heart
of downtown.
Homer, you're busting me out in the on-air in the studio. Homer, I can't.
The award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. See, this is what happens when you genuinely love and care about somebody. You know, some people can just say certain things, and it's like, you know what? I can make a call about that. And that's what I did.
I appreciate you, though.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Patrice. I got to go in there because my... Y'all don't know. I've been in this car accident situation, and I got a really bad knee. And you know what? I can't sit for extended periods of time. It's really best that I get up every couple of minutes or so. And so Homer busted me out because I was like, oh, because it's been really bad these last couple of days. Homer's like, you need to talk to Patrice. I was like, yep. And guess what? I'll be in there tomorrow to see Dr. Patrice.
Yeah, I called her. Yeah. I called Calm Wellness on her. Yeah, I did.
He got me in trouble.
And got her an appointment. You feel what I'm saying? Got her an appointment.
Tomorrow, 5:30.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to learn today. We got to take care of us. You know what I'm saying? We all we got, literally.
Literally.
We all we got.
Yeah.
Listen, I've been doing, and I've heard other people have to do it like for years or whatever. But, you know, we use our hands. We're at computers all the time.
Yeah.
I always heard people talk about carpal tunnel. I'm like, okay, what about it? You know, I ain't got it. And I didn't until I got it. But luckily, I'm left-handed, right? I'm a southpaw, right?
Yeah,
but it's my right hand.
I didn't know you were a left-handed. Me too.
Yeah. I'm a southpaw, right?
Yeah.
So luckily, it's my right hand. So, went to end up seeing a specialist from my primary doctor. It's like, okay, blam, I'm gonna go send you to see this hand and shoulder person, right?
Right.
So I ended up going, and he done the ultrasound thing, and he was like, look, his is between usually 8 and 9. And so he said, and when he done his, it showed that he was at a 9. He said, you know, normally I'm like at 8. But when he done the one on my right hand, he was like, yeah, you're at 11. He
wow.
said, but that's not, but he said, that ain't major at all.
Okay.
He said, I wouldn't even look at surgery. Like, you're not a candidate that I'd be like, oh, you need this right away because you are dire straits type
right.
thing. So he was like, no, you know, you can just try some things, but really with when the effects start happening, it's like a weight. It's like a pinched nerve.
Right.
And there is no heal time for a pinched nerve. It's like when it heals.
Oh,
or
wow.
when it stops. And I'm like, I don't like my right hand feeling like this.
Right.
So, but he was saying the fact that now over people who have had to have the surgery a decade ago or 2 decades ago, it's nowhere near like that. He was like, Homer, if you do want to have a surgery, it's only like a 5-minute surgery. He said the longest part of the surgery is because we have to put you under because, you know, you can't be woke while we're doing this.
Right.
He said, but, you know, putting you under and you coming up is going to be the longest time. The actual surgery, we do it right there in the office, and it's about 5 minutes long. Boop, open that, and then he showed how it would look after it opens up and all of that and all of the issues of feeling any, you know, numbness from the pinched nerve. We're like, yeah, you good. You ain't got to worry about it again.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. and also the recovery time. Said the recovery time, you say with the work that you do, you can go to work like the next day.
Wow.
It won't be no problem. It takes 5 to 6 days. Normally, it took weeks for people
back in the day
to heal from carpal tunnel surgery.
Yeah.
But with the laparoscopic stuff that they do now.
And the advancements.
Yeah.
No
he said, it's a 5-minute procedure, 5 to 6 days at max that you'll be.
Yeah, I remember seeing people
to
like.
Necessarily wear whatever to cover it. Yeah.
I remember seeing people like with their arms and slings. And they just.
I'm like, okay, I can do that. He was like, you'll be able to go to work. You're like, okay. And I'm left-handed, so I mean, I can still hit all my buttons.
I
can still hit my gavel. You know what I'm saying? So
I didn't know you were a lefty. Yeah.
Yeah, Southpaw.
Yeah, me too.
Shout out to all the Southpaws out there.
Hey.
So yeah, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to, you know, wait this thing out because there is no time limit of how long it might be.
Yeah.
You know, you can wear the brace or whatnot. Yeah. But, for at night, so you don't bend it or whatever the case may be. But it's like
I had to wear one. I had carpal tunnels really bad.
Yeah,
at one point. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was. But I wasn't getting no surgery. I was like, I ain't getting no surgery. I'll wear the brace.
Yeah. Listen, they got it for a reason, and now it's modified. What I'm not gonna do.
Okay.
Going around, be like, you know. So I mean, I can do all the things. I can feel. I can feel everything. All of that. I won't drop a cup or anything like that. But yeah, I don't like this feeling. I ain't never had it before.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Saying that I don't, you know, I'm not a person that needs to. But he said, but if you want it, you know, it's only gonna take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll schedule the day. Blam. And I'm like, okay. One day after I leave the show.
See,
I'm
my knee,
my
knee, I had a torn meniscus.
Ooh. So somebody else just told me they had a torn in the front and the black.
Yeah, I had to have surgery. It was
I ain't on that.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
I wouldn't try to be
y'all on
it
y'all
either.
Own with that. You know what I'm saying? I love the fact that, again, that because, and men, and that's why on August 8th, I hope that y'all come out to Clinton Rose Park as Harambe and Westcare Wisconsin ends up doing their 6th annual men's health fair. And, of course, we have things for women, too. But come out and get the free services and get your health checked out.
Yeah.
But I am a man that I go to my doctor's appointment. I go and get my checkups, you know, twice a year. And if I feel anything that I feel like ain't right, get my blood work done and all of that.
Yeah.
And so to be, besides getting on, you know, my journey of saying, okay, like it's been about 11 months now, probably getting ready to go into 12 months, that, you know, I chose to put myself on a weight loss journey, right? So where I didn't look like, you know, my face was all dragged in and all of that kind of stuff. I didn't want the quick fix. So, but even before I decided that over the years, I've never been, you know, with going to the hospital and get my blood work, never diagnosed with diabetes, no high blood pressure, no high
That's
cholesterol,
good.
No signs of heart disease, you know, no colon cancer, you know, all the things that a lot of times, especially if you're obese, and it's very easy to be labeled morbidly obese. So if you are anything over a certain point, you are considered morbidly obese. So, you know, being in that arena of being declared, you know, morbidly obese, you would think that a lot of the comorbidity things, I would have all of them, but I never have. And so, again, my thing in life has always been to be proactive instead of reactive. So I don't want to have to wait until my primary doctor tells me, yeah, you got to stop eating this or you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be to that. And if you don't do this, yeah, you're going to die. And again, I can appreciate doctors who are straightforward with their patients the way that a lot of doctors can be, because you should be. You should let them know, like, okay, well, your alternative is you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to die. So that's why I love the fact that I've always continued to be proactive instead of reactive to situations, because by the time you just become reactive to it, something that could have been caught, something that could have been controlled, something that could have not required surgery. You know, you can avoid all of that when you are proactive about it instead of being reactive. Because when you go then, the men that are scared to go to the doctor then, by the time you go, oh, now you in stage two or you in stage three of whatever the degenerative thing that you might be dealing with. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, in stage one, stage two, you know what I'm saying? You may have had a chance, but you steadily want to go around talking about, oh, I'm good. Ain't nothing wrong with me. No, I'm good. No.
Yeah.
No, you better take that lesson from a lot of the women.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't saying it's all the women because, you know, I don't stereotype, but a lot of the women, and I've said this before, even on this show, that if they feel something wrong with their pinky finger.
Listen.
They going. They be like, I got to go get this checked out because this don't feel right.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I ain't mad. So I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand. But, yeah, so a lot of times, like I say, and men that have women in their life that love them and care for them, whether it's your woman, your wife, or just your sister, your mother, your grandparents or whatever that love you, be like, no, baby, you need to go get that checked out.
Yeah,
That's not normal. Or at least let's just take that fear away. Oh, no, I'm a man. But, you know, we've been hammered into what a man is supposed to be so much. Oh, man, you going to the hospital for that? You going to get that looked at? You a little, you know, the words that now are considered derogatory.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ain't no man. You ain't that. You ain't that.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
You acting like a little. Just suck it up.
Yeah.
And now those.
And your arms falling off.
Yeah. And now those people are dead. At early ages. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Do you understand that the average median age of black men dying is like the middle 50s?
Yeah.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Sorry to take y'all on that little health rant of the legendary Home of Blow, but hopefully it can encourage some people
to
end up, you know, make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like I say, you know, I've only felt the little pinched nerve for like a little over a month.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, no, I don't like this. I don't like this. I've been waiting for it to go on and subside. It ain't yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let me go find out what's really going on.
Exactly.
And that's what made me go and say, hey, set me up an appointment, you know what I'm saying, with a specialist.
Yeah.
You can tell me what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm able to do all the things. I can do all this. But it's still just a weird feeling in the hand.
Yeah.
You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building a future. Roar Ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/roarready.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Home of Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Colvin.
I'm just saying, fellas, make sure you take care of yourself. Check on your health.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Ladies, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know some ladies, they're super women.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah. I'm good.
And they take care of everybody else in the household but themselves.
Yep.
You can't do that.
Talk to them, Bailey.
The only way you can take care of everybody else is if you make sure you take care of yourself.
That part.
First.
No lies detected at all.
Mm-hmm.
No lies detected at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kara White did a song about that.
You yes.
Mm-hmm. Superwoman.
Early in
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I breakfast sing. On your table.
Yep.
And made sure that your coffee had a sugar and cream. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got enough.
Your eggs are over easy.
Yeah, but you got enough coffee. Your coffee going to be right early morning. You're going to be right every morning.
Don't mess with me. I might not get the eggs and everything else together, but I got you on the coffee.
Yeah. Shout out to Jasmine Jazz West, who's a lefty as well.
Yes.
Shout out to the lefties. You're going to learn today. They say if you're left-handed, you're always in your right mind.
That's it right there.
So
that's what it is.
You're going to learn today. Let's see. Mardi Gras says, something was telling me Bailey did not watch it. I didn't either. I might be talking about the debate.
The debate, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? No, I didn't watch the debate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was just like, the disappointment with some of the candidates and how they've handled themselves. I went to sleep last night. I had time for all that.
Right. That part. You're going to learn today. Minister Kevin on our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. While you're there, hit that like and subscribe button, people. We are moving on up.
Yeah.
He said, I just had surgery on my arm because of nerve issues, and I was awake in twilight during it. Yeah. You know, me and Bailey were speaking off air because I was reading your comment when we had to go to break. You're like, no, put me out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of them too. Like, just gonna put me out. You know, I know. I'm like, no, you'll be good. You know, you have dentist work. You know, they go on and numb you up and all that. I get it, but no, surgery, put me out.
Put me out.
I don't want to be sitting here watching that.
I can't do it.
I can't. I know you can't feel nothing though, and I get it. Because after the surgery, you know, your arm, your leg, whatever it might be,
your mind is just like, oh, I see it.
What was that movie? Where the person woke up during the surgery, it was a movie that was surrounded by that they like, they literally
That's
woke
a
up
nightmare to
during
me.
The surgery. And it's like, just go take me out. I have no allergies. I'm not allergic to things. I am allergic to ENCs, but other things that some people have allergies to or allergic to, I don't have.
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry about pollen and all of those things. And, ooh, my hay fever and all that stuff. I don't have to worry about that, which is a blessing.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who do sinuses and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, now put me to sleep. But he also said lefty in the house. Cheryl Anderson, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you on the YouTube. Said if criminals are being addressed, and I thought this was very important.
Okay.
If criminals are being addressed as Mr. and Mrs. in court, why aren't police officers held to the same standard? That's a great question. You know what I'm saying?
But
so if you're talking about
the cussing?
Yeah.
The cussing.
Yeah.
Hey, they don't care. They're out there doing a job. You should be happy they out there. I guess that's what they say. We out here doing our job. You got a problem with it? Beer.
You're going to learn today.
That's how they treat it.
I get the, you know, I understand get on the ground. I get that.
Okay.
But all of the expletives that come with it.
The expletives?
Yeah. Like, get your I'm like you gonna learn today. Like
if it's in them and it's an intense situation and it's in them, they gonna say it, whatever it is. Because remember, when they're dealing with you and your people,
right,
they're afraid for their lives, so you gotta go ahead and do that,
right? But yeah, so but that's a good point. Like in Mr. or Mrs. in court. You know what I'm saying? They don't be like even if they're upset, because I've seen the commissioners kind of go in, even like the judge, Borowski, who goes in.
What
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't use the expletives, but he gets his point across.
Absolutely.
And I feel the same with the court commissioners and judges. They get their point across.
Yeah.
But they don't be like, sit the F down.
Right.
Get him the F out of my courtroom.
Right.
You got what I'm saying? So law enforcement, please enlighten us.
You know what? Maybe that's something next time we have the chief in, we could ask him.
Yeah.
We have to put that on the docket of questions.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What is the protocol? what is the protocol of when that happens? You know, they banning do-rags and stuff.
Well, they should.
Yeah, they banned bonnets and do-rags.
As they should. And you'll be out here.
At the black college.
Okay, listen, I wear a bonnet at night when I go to bed.
Right.
Now, I'm not finna go out to the grocery store, no bonnet on my head. No pajamas on my body.
I was
going to
say, can we put pajama pants and stuff in there, too?
Yeah, none of that. We're not doing none of that.
Because oftentimes, they're not even clean.
And Monique done told y'all, ladies, the bonnets is for when you go to bed at night. And the gentlemen, that's what the do-rags for. At Tuskegee University, they banned those?
Yeah.
That's good.
That new dress code. Tuskegee University. It's not just about bonnets and do-rags. It's the latest chapter in a decades-long conversation about respectability, politics, black identity, and the expectations placed on HBCU students before they even enter
the
workforce.
There you go. There it is.
Tuskegee University will ban bonnets and do-rags to enforce professional dress codes.
Yep.
Dress codes reflects respectability politics influencing black students' appearance standards.
Yes.
HBCUs face tension between cultural expression and conforming to dominant workforce norms.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I'm not bad at them.
Yep.
I hope a lot more places do it.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, that's just like, you know, some of these, charter schools they have a bad bonnets. Uh-huh. But what they do is they have the kids put on a suit and, you know, a jacket and a tie.
Right.
You know, that's important. That's good. Twice, a couple days a week.
Yeah.
That's good for them.
Absolutely.
They dress up, get their little selves together so they understand what it's like in the real world.
That's our sound, Bailey.
I know. I'm out.
You got your saying, though.
I know. Trust God, do good, y'all. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know I wasn't going to let you get away without saying that.
I know.
Listen, up next, the award-winning Truth with Sherwin Hughes on the award-winning 101.7 FM from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, and then followed up by the new hours of the lunch break with Ray Nitti and maybe Shannon from noon to 2 p.m. And, of course, they may buy us some cousin subs. I'm going to try to see what's happening with that with Ray and maybe Shannon. She got a nice little piggy jar over here, so she can use that to get my club sub and your sub. And then followed up by the grapevine with Manon Sabir.
She's taking her money.
And he could drop us off some grapes. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Where's the slushies, Manon Sabir? Well, we up in the morning, man.
Wow.
Make us healthy.
Man.
All right. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. And then coming up from
you
4
know,
to 7.
He made me one the other day.
See? And he let me out. Okay. Yeah, ladies first.
It was a ginger one. It was nice.
4 to 7, we tap in with Jazz Tyler. And guess what? Somebody is going to be a special guest on next Monday, August 3rd, from 4 to 6 p.m. Find out what has it been like to have such a notable career in radio and birthday party for the kids. I ain't going to say that it's me, but it could be. We'll be back tomorrow. Peace.